Hello. I have been missing in action for a few days. I am full-time active duty military. I am retiring in less than 2 months. I am off duty for the next 10 days and will do my best to get more content out each day. In addition, I have been working on online courses 4 hours after work. Today, I am doing a Christmas Eve special episode. For many men, Christmas can be a pleasant time or a very difficult time. People will often ask you what you are doing for the holidays. If you say nothing much, just staying at home relaxing, they gasp and say you should be with family. They try to shame you for being alone. If you are not fully red capsuled, the holidays can be a very dangerous time. Society has tried to ingrain into people's minds that if you spend the holidays alone, you will be missing out. This is known as the fear of missing out. For this reason, many women panic and go crazy if they don't have a man for the holidays. The cuffing season starts at the beginning of fall and ends in the spring. Right now is the climax of cuffing season. I have dating apps, and the sheer volume of matches and desperation that I am seeing backs this up. I also remember at my first duty station, McCord Air Force Base, I was returning from the dining hall, and a woman was calling out to me from her window. These women become possessed if they are alone during the holidays. They want a sucker who will shower them with attention, gifts, go to all the lame parties and family events. It's nothing but a giant waste of time and energy. Just bringing it up is giving me flashbacks to years wasted in the past. I was miserable being a sucker trying to please these thoughts. Fuck these gold-digging bitches. I hope they are alone and miserable. I hope their cat climbs the Christmas tree and tips it over and destroys all the ornaments. The reason why the holidays are dangerous, if you are not fully red capsuled, is, statistically, the percentage of people ending themselves is much higher during the holidays. Shaming, pressure, and fear of missing out are very powerful. It can lead to depression, anxiety, and rationalizing you would be better off ending it. You must realize, everything you were led to believe was false. You're not missing shit. Make the holidays what you want it to be. I am focusing on my hobbies, watching movies, taking undisturbed naps, working on projects, getting certified to work from home. I basically have zero fucks to give. I had to kill the blue capsuled simp that I used to be. It takes time. Some men can quickly adapt. Others, like myself, it takes time. If I went back in time to the old me, I would say to myself, get your lazy ass out of bed. Stop moping around, pissing away your life. The old me was miserable. If I was alone during the holidays, the fear of missing out was strong. I had thoughts of other men banging all the super hot chicks during the holidays. Some years, I was alone without a woman during the holidays. If you are a blue capsuled simp, then you too will also become possessed. Now I realize all that fun will eventually come back to haunt those men if they are not careful. The women will dump the man after the holidays, and if he has feelings of attachment, he will fall into a dark hole of depression. The women will push for more commitment from the man if they are seeking marriage. The demands and pressure will grow. If the men were smart, they would not interact with women at all or just pump and dump. I also remember one time I was at a squadron Christmas party. I was sitting at my table, minding my own business, playing on my phone. A woman sitting at my table kept saying, "Hey, hey, hey," 3 times in a row. I tried to ignore her, but she wouldn't give up. I made eye contact with her. I can't even remember what I said, but basically, this was just another possessed woman seeking a simp for the holidays. In 20 years, I only went to 2 Christmas parties with my squadron, and I was miserable both times. I only went to try and win the free prizes. Uncle Arthur, how do you handle the holidays?
Good evening, you filthy animals. From the time I was a small lad, up until now, Christmas has mostly been a great time of the year for me. For many of you lads, you have pleasant memories of getting toys, gifts, candy, missing school, listening to Christmas carols while stuffing your face with chocolate fudge. However, once you grow up and are out on your own, you realize the world is not the fairy tale world you were led to believe. Society tries to keep you plugged in, They want you to keep simping and buying Christmas presents for these venomous snakes. When you are out on your own, you realize only you can provide for yourself. In your childhood innocence, the holidays, they were filled with happy thoughts and memories. As a grown man in 2021, you realize only you can work to provide shelter, heat, running water, Wi-Fi, electricity, insurance, food, transportation, cell phones, etc. You must work hard to provide for things. You are no longer a child that has everything handed to you on a silver platter. Society doesn't give a fuck about you or I. They could care less if we had no heat and froze to death. They don't care if you don't have a Christmas tree or Christmas presents. That is the cold hard truth. You and I are a great threat. We have learned the games. Society, the government, and others don't like that we can no longer be controlled. They are losing valuable resources from us. They desperately want us to return. We have escaped their grasp. They are not happy about this at all. The stores are not getting our business anymore. We would rather spend time during the holidays, investing that time into ourselves. Every kiss begins with K. And they can kiss my ass. I would rather spend my money on ammunition than a golden relic for ungrateful dirty whores. Over time, you realize all the good deeds and gifts you gave to your ex-partners were forgotten. It was all for nothing. It was a waste of time and money. Smart men like you and I have learned to invest in ourselves. You can never lose that way. I take the path of success over the path of chance. I love the holidays because it's even more undisturbed time that I can invest into myself. I don't have a woman or relatives nagging me to go out in a monkey costume for pointless, boring activities with people who annoy the fuck out of me. I now can sit by the fire and read books to enhance my knowledge. Meanwhile, these clowns are pissing away their lives, posting superficial clips from their lives on Facebook and Instagram. They want you and I to believe that we are missing out. They want you and I to think they are having an exhilarating time at all the parties and balls. The reality is they are slaves. They are trapped. They need validation from others. They are too weak to walk the path alone. They are clueless. They will never know what true freedom is. You and I have discovered it. Once you walk down this lonesome path, there is no going back. You will realize you wish to never turn around and return. Why do you think they are trying to silence us? They don't want others to escape. If you are lost and alone during the holidays, I invite you to walk down the path of putting yourself first.
That hits home for me. I once was lost and alone, I didn't know what to do. That all changed when I discovered the red capsule and went my own direction. I realized it was all psychological, I thought I was missing out on wondrous things. Now, the holidays are just another day to me. I don't give a fuck what our toxic society is doing during the holidays. I'll let these crazy Karens have ugly sweater costumes with all of their cat lady friends. The holidays are great for me now. I get lots of free time to do whatever I want. I'm working on trying to be able to live this way every day of my life. I still like to give gifts and presents, but only to those I feel worthy. I'll never buy these whores presents ever again. I have an evil grin on my face when I hear that jewelry stores and wedding businesses are going under. Men have realized it's best to buy a gift for themselves than for an ungrateful fucking whore. I am thankful for all you in this manosphere that support and uplift each other. A lone wolf is powerful, but a pack of wolves is deadly. I am happy to live like the Grinch outside of the village in my den on the side of a mountaintop. I observe them from afar, but have no interest in participating in the madness anymore. I'm going to make a New Year's Eve special episode as well, so be on the lookout for it. Stay strong, gentlemen, you are not alone. Be sure to like, comment, share, and subscribe. It will help this channel to grow and get the message out. If you have any feedback, I would like to hear from you. I am currently establishing myself on other platforms. Eventually, when they come after me, I will have fallback options. If you would like to send me your story, a news article, ask for advice, etc. you can contact me in the email address listed in the description. I will feature it on my other channel, The Wolf's Den Channel. Thank you for watching. This is the Lone Wolf signing out.
We're better off as strangers. Believe me when I say, loving me is loving danger. Your heart is bound to break. I walk alone in the night, neath the pale moon. Loving's for the fools. Baby, beware of my bite. I'm alone, I'm alone, I'm a lone wolf. 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 I'm a